We already discussed what the homepage was all about. As I mentioned, we're going to talk about viewers, so we'll go back up to the main tab and click on the viewers tab. The viewers tab is going to show you all of our individual viewers as well as our watch lists. They're all housed in one place. You'll notice that the default viewer is no viewer. This is because you're only allowed to look at 200 unique stocks in the program at any given time. Once you exceed that, you will lose your real-time capability. To put yourself in a situation where you can free up some space, you can always come back to the Viewers tab and click on No Viewers. Now you're able to type in more stocks or look at more stocks. The first viewer is our Stock Viewer. The Stock Viewer reads just like in the End of Day program, except for you're able to watch the stocks as they're moving and changing real time. Now you can see that we're looking at over 8,000 stocks, but we're looking at the top 50 out of those over 8,000 stocks. The best stock is at the top of the list using all of our proprietary information. You can see the exchange that the stock is in, its price as of right now, the percent price change, and the dollar change as it's moving along. These are the things that now makes VectorVest separate from everybody else. We give an intrinsic value on any stock. Our four proprietary indicators, which gives VectorVest its name: relative value, relative safety, relative timing, and VST. When I say that you open up the stock viewer and you're looking at the best stock in our database, it's sorted by our master indicator, value, safety, timing, vector, all the way down. So Medifast is the top stock in our database at this time. Let's talk about these indicators: RV, RS, RT, and VST. They're all based on a scale of 0 to 2. Above 1 is favorable, below 1 is unfavorable. RV is looking at a stock's long-term price appreciation potential as compared to a safer investment such as a AAA corporate bond. We have RS. This is looking at the consistency and predictability of price performance. Does this company make money quarter over quarter, year over year? Now, these two indicators are our fundamental indicators. RT is our technical indicator, and VectorVest is one of the only programs that combine both technical analysis along with fundamental analysis. Quickly, if this is above 1, stock's in an uptrend. The more above 1 it is, the faster in an uptrend it is. And the more below 1 it is, the faster in a downtrend it is. And we take all three of these and wrap it up into our master indicator, once again called VST. And this list is sorted by VST all the way down. Now from here, if you wanted to find your own stock, go up to the box that says Find Symbols. You can click in that box and type in your stock. Let's say Ford. We'll just type in F. Ford will come to the top of the list. We'll left click on it, and very quickly it will bring Ford to the top of the list. Now, in case you forget what each and every one of these indicators are, these stocks have right click functionality. If I right click on Ford, I can go straight to the stock news. I can look at a full stock analysis. Let's click on that. The full stock analysis will give you everything you need to know about the stock. It shows that right now that it's undervalued and it's currently rated a hold. We have four default graphs that you'll see here. And if we scroll down, here's all of our capital appreciation analysis. Say you forget what RV is. Here it is again. RV is an indicator of long-term price appreciation potential. What we like to say is, if you're brand new to the program, you can always go up to the top and print this out. The definitions for each one of these will always remain the same, but the values will change for each and every individual stock. Let's close out of this. We go move over to the left. We have industry viewers. The industry viewers will show you the hottest industry sorted by RT. That's also going to be the same thing for your sector viewers. And this information does not update tick by tick. It updates every 5 seconds. We also have an index viewer. We currently track 56 different indexes. We're looking at the top 50. If you want to change that number, click the drop down arrow and you can change all the way from 1 to all. But remember, if you're looking at over 200 stocks and you click on all, it's going to take you out of your real-time mode. We also have an ETF viewer. We currently track 929 ETFs, but we're only displaying the top 50. At any point in time throughout the day, you can watch as these ETFs are changing to take advantage of the ones that are doing the best. If we go down, we also have our watch lists. We have the DJ watch lists for the industrials, the transportation, and the utilities. We can scroll down a little further. We have ETFs, and they're better broken down by all of the different family names on which they fall under. We also have folders for leverage, contra ETFs, and leverage regular ETFs that you can take advantage of as well. Let's close up the folder. You'll also see a folder here for my watch lists. This is where you can build your own watch list. If I highlight it and I go right above to where it says new watch list and click, I can build a new watch list called My Stocks. I can put a comment for this watch list, and once everything is done, I click on add. And now under my watch list, which is my group heading, I have my individual watch list called My Stocks. When I'm ready to add stocks, I go up to add symbols, and let's add some symbols. Apple, Ford, Citibank, Goldman Sachs. And once I'm done, and all I've done, folks, is type in the symbol and a comma and a symbol until I'm done. Once I'm done, I can click on add. And just simply as easy as that, folks, I've created a watch list of stocks. Now I can watch these stocks throughout the day and make decisions on whether I want to buy or sell any of these positions that I may currently be in. Let's close out of that. Something else that you may want to pay attention to is our special watch list. Let's open that folder. Best new highs. And if you scroll down, you'll see the comments on best new highs. These are watch lists of stocks that hit a new 52-week price high at some time during the week in which the watch list was dated. The best new highs watch list was started on December 31st, 1999. If you trade stocks outside of the country, we have Brazilian stocks, Indian stocks, and Chinese stocks that you can take advantage of as well. Here's the NASDAQ 100, the Russell 2000. If you're into uranium, we have uranium stocks for you. If you're shorting the market, here are stocks that have hit worst new lows instead of the best new highs. So ideally suited for people who want to buy stocks long in an uptrending market, sell stocks short in a downtrending market. A very interesting watch list that we have is the WOW watch list. We like to call this the watch list of watch lists. These are watch lists of stocks that are being recommended by various popular newsletter writers and other publications. This watch list is recreated each Friday, and this started on February 11th, 2000. This is a great way to keep track of stocks that are not only being talked about by VectorVest, by a lot of other different people as well, and they're automatically sorted by VST, bringing the best stock to the top of the list. Okay, folks, now you've learned how to create your own watch list and use our different viewers. I'd like to say thank you, but stay with us. We still have a lot more to show you.